Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to In the House with Chrissy. I know it's been a while. You probably forgot I even existed. Well, this podcast even existed because it's been like, what, almost 8 months since I last posted an episode? I know. What happened? Where did I go? I'll get into that. What I was up to and stuff of that nature. This episode is really just more of a catch-up kind of episode, like what I've been up to, and I'll get into where it's going within the year of 2025, which is in about a couple hours from now. Because let me tell you, the reason why I'm recording today is because I had other episodes recorded, and while I was editing them, now that this is why I'm frustrated with myself. I was editing them and I was missing audio. Somehow I was missing audio. Like it jumped from one subject to the next, and it was like a huge piece missing in there of some important details. And I was like, where did that go? Like, I am so frustrated with myself. Because one, I will record something and then take a couple days to go back and edit it. Which, once I record something, I need to edit it right then and there. I don't care how tired I am. I don't care, you know, if there's something like major going on, I would know better than to record on that day, I guess. But if there was like an emergency, you know, you need to just sit your ass there and start recording. Start editing, I'm sorry. So, yeah, and then the second piece is I don't think I know what I'm doing with any device anymore. Like, I'm fucking brand new to how computers work now. You know, I'm on the editing app, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I know I'm 3 episodes deep in, but even then, I was still figuring it out, and even to today, I'm still figuring out how to work the edit modes and even the recording modes, too, because there was the very first episode I recorded for the catch-up episode. My mic was plugged in, but it wasn't recording from my mic. It was recording from the laptop, and I was like, man, what? So, I just sounded far away. I didn't like that. So I wasn't going to post that at all. If you hear the jingle, it's not bells, honey. It's ice in my drink. Mm-hmm. I have a little drink when I'm doing an episode. It loosens me up a bit, you know? So with that being said, I'm excited to be back. Okay, here we go. Oh, we're meditating again. That's what I call it, like whenever I'm saying a lot, because when I do edit, I catch myself a lot saying that. So I call it I'm meditating while I'm podcasting. Okay, so today's episode is all about catching up, sharing what I've been working on, and giving like a sneak peek of what's next. And there's this little special something that I do want to share that's close to my heart. So please stick around for that. I won't take too long to get to it. And right now, I'm recording in the kitchen because I'm sitting here editing and it's like, ugh. It's just miserable because I'm missing things in the recording that I have, and what can I do? I can record little chunks and add it in there, but I'm just like, no, I'll just start from the beginning and do it over again, and we'll just go from there. It just seems like it's a little easier that way, right? But it's good to be back. I missed everybody. And, you know, I can't wait to share what I've been up to and what's next. And I have some really interesting topics lined up, I'm not going to lie. I know in the beginning that this podcast was mainly about history, but I think it's going to be transitioning into like history, storytelling, and kind of like just introspection about, you know, just kind of like reflecting on life and things of that nature. So there's going to be some interesting things to come next year. And I can't wait. So I'm excited to be back on the mic, if you haven't heard me say that already. So I had stepped away from the podcast for a bit to focus on another passion of mine. And that passion is writing. It's always been something important to me since I was a little girl. And with the writing, I had published my first poetry book. Yeah, I know, right? I didn't think I would have done it at the age I'm at, but I knew I always wanted to publish my own work. And I honestly have to give a shout out to one of my very good friends. If it wasn't for him, I don't think I would have done it this soon. Because when you think about publishing your own book, what comes to mind is you have to track down a publisher and, you know, an editor. And, you know, you have to come up with illustrations if you want them in your book as well. And that's a lot of money. And I was very fortunate enough to have my friend bring forward this publishing company that had all it in one. And, you know, they had the illustrations, the proofreading, the editing. Big ups to Bookleaf Publishing. It's an Indian-based publisher. They had very big patience with me. Would I go back for a second book? I would. They worked really well with me, and they made it very easy for me to get my first book out. But the shout out also is to my friend Jamie Toredo. I don't know, maybe if I should have used his last name, but oh well, he needs it. He needs the recognition because he's the one that brought this 21-day challenge to me in the beginning. And at first, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it or not because I had the podcast going and I already had like the next two episodes to be recorded. And there was like actually a deadline for the writing challenge to be done. And I was like, well, that's actually in like a couple months. I have enough material right now to enter it. To enter all of the entries that they want and get it done now. So that's exactly what I did. I put the podcast on hold and I started working on the book. And there was a lot of editing. Because even though they are my words, they're my thoughts, I am sharing it. I'm being vulnerable and sharing it with people. And I was super hypercritical of it. You would not even imagine. You probably would have been frustrated with me. Like, Christine, it's fine. Just put it on the paper and send it in so it can be submitted. No, I can't just do that. I have to like literally think about this for another day. And I did that with every single poem. There's 18 poems in the book. I could have put up like to 100 is what I was told, but maybe for my next one. Oh yeah, there's a sneak peek into 2025. I'm already working on the second book. Will it be done in 2025? I don't think so. But there's already entries being written, and I can't wait to get more into that, but give me a second. Let me revert back to what I was mentioning about before I forget my thought. So, yeah, my friend Jamie, big ups to him for bringing this into my life. And I finally got to accomplish one of my goals as a very young girl. And I'm very proud of myself. And I want to thank him again for helping me through this as well. He didn't just only, you know, bring this up to me, but he was with me through the whole process of it too. I'd ask him for advice and, you know, he would read some things and then he was even there helping me coming up with ideas for like bookmarkers and how we would market it and sell it and a photography kind of idea too. So he was there pretty much the whole way. And I freaking love you, Jamie. Thank you so much for helping me with this huge accomplishment that I got done. And he's probably going to hate me that I mentioned him. So yeah, writing this book was a huge milestone for me. It taught me so much about myself and the creative process, and it's been incredible to see how people connected with the book so far. I've gotten a lot of feedback from it, and it was really cool to hear everybody's feedback about the book. I can't even tell you. Like, I'm getting a renewal of proudness right now because of what this book has brought me. And also, there is something else with the book that I have gained as well. I was recognized by Bookleaf Publishing to be a great author, I guess, and they gave me an award for it. The award is an Emily Dickinson Award. They pick about, what did they say? They choose around, I think, 50 authors of that year, and they send this award out because of the achievement you made and how great your book was. And I was one of them, and I was very proud of that. I did not expect to get an award for this book. All I wanted was to just put my poems, submit them, put it in a book, and sell it. And they took care of all that, actually. Like, it's selling on Amazon right now and Barnes & Noble's. And the title is called Without Method. And the title is something interesting because people are like, Without Method? Why would you call it that? And I'll tell you why I call Without Method, why that was the title of my book. And basically, it's just a reminder that even when life feels messy or unplanned, there's beauty in trusting the process. It's not about having everything figured out. It's kind of about just letting things unfold in their own time and finding meaning in the journey. And that's basically what I've been going through my life. That's why I do a lot of introspection and, you know, finding meaning in the journey. That's where that comes from too. Luckily for you today, I thought about sharing a poem from the book, like a little sneak peek into it. Just one. And then I'll get into other little things, and then I will say goodbye until next year, which is in a couple hours. I know, it's so crazy to think about 2025. Like, what happened? It was just 2020. We were all in lockdown in the house, doing stupid shit, crying, wearing masks, being essential workers, and trying to stay safe from COVID. And here we are, 2025. COVID-free for the most part, I think. I know I am. Still working. Thankful for that. And healthy. But to think like 5 years ago, that's what we went through. It's crazy. And I started to think, you know, before I get into the poem, the new year, I almost want to say like it's just a continuation of things. Am I going to start something new? I'm going to bring back some things that I've worked on in 2024. Will I start something new? I don't I don't really, well, I am, there are a few things and I'm not going to get into it, but you know, it's a slow, steady kind of thing. The podcast, the book, my health, my job, you know, all that fun stuff. But think about it. 2025 is about to come up. What are you going to do? Something different? Are you going to continue to do certain things? You know, what does 2025 entail for you? What are you going to make of it? You know, people always ask, like, 2025, what's it going to bring me? Well, I like to think, like, what am I going to bring into 2025? You know, what am I going to bring into the new year? So, yeah, just a little thought there. Whatever. I can get into sharing a poem that is very near and dear to me. Which one? Because they're all near and dear to me. Let's see. Do-do-do. Okay, I could share this one. It's called Beehive. Now, this one, I conjured up from things of, like, interactions with my family. The experiences that came from them. And, yeah, it's just me sharing what that was like. And I'm going to get into it right now, so get ready. This poem is called Beehive. So here we go. Did you know a beehive has one queen bee? She is a central figure in her community. The queen bee is responsible for the reproduction, organization, and her presence is vital for the hive to thrive. The women in my life are like queen bees, central figures who love with tenderness and toughness. These beautiful souls will lend a helping hand where they can. Wipe your tears away and pick you up, because we aren't built to cry and whine for long. Prayers are said night and day, and these beautiful women might hear back from God Himself to let them know all is well. They have that divine connection. This sisterhood of women stood tall and some stood short with grace and sass. You better watch your ass, most of them would say. With soft eyes, they would open their arms and hug tightly. The world never felt so safe in these moments. Fearless and unapologetic style of humor set them apart and added a sense of excitement to our gatherings. With each one a queen in her own right, and with some who are no longer with us anymore, I still feel their presence. Their laughter is still fresh in my memory. I can still smell their cigarettes like they exhaled in front of me. A certain song comes on and I am brought back to the moment they are singing in the kitchen while cooking. It's a real tearjerker. Queen bees still reign in my hive with the same sass, unity, with beauty and brains, and that will forever remain. I'm proud to be a part of this sisterhood. And their footsteps will follow, and the ones after us will walk too. A legacy that is proudly ours to bear. Yeah, I can't believe I'm reading a poem from my book. My words on a piece of paper that's published, and I'm reading it. I would have never guessed it at 8 years old. I'd be doing something like this. It's just crazy. It's just crazy to think. So that poem basically derived from, you know, all the women in my family, even ones that weren't blood. I had just been very blessed to be around a bunch of, you know, strong women who I took bits and pieces of strength from. And I added it to my life to, you know, make it better in some way. And I have been very fortunate to be aware to do that. And I'm very grateful and thankful to these women in my life. And that's kind of what that poem is geared towards. And I gotten a lot of good feedback from that one. A few people said that, you know, this poem hit them because they had family who would smoke and they passed on. And there's moments where they'll be doing something and, or somewhere, and, you know, cigarette smoke will just hit them and it'll just bring back the memory of that loved one. And they would just, again, be reliving those moments with that person for a second. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's not only me that experiences that, it's other people too. So, you know, I've written something great here. And my second book that I'm going to come out with, it's going to even be better. So just, which is exciting to even mention a second book, because the first one went very well. And yeah, I don't even know where my sales are at for this. I have to check here soon. But yeah, stay tuned for the second edition of this and more episodes for the podcast to come. But I think that kind of wraps some things up. I didn't want to be on here too long, kind of, you know, explaining things, because this is just a little catch-up episode. It's not an actual, like, storytelling episode. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today on In the House with Chrissy. I hope something I shared resonated with you and reminded you that it's okay to embrace the messy, unplanned parts of life. Because remember, and I had to remember this quote for me for my podcast, and it is the driver for me right now. And I hope it's the driver for some others as well, for anything that you're doing. So done is always better than perfect, because perfect never gets posted. Isn't that great? Thank you, ChatGPT. Yeah, that came from ChatGPT. That didn't come from my own mind. Credit is due wherever it's due at, okay? That's what we do around here. And I just want to say, if you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to share it with someone who might need to hear this message. And please, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, so you'll know when the next episode drops. I got some amazing things planned for this podcast that you don't want to miss. As for my platforms, I'm only on Spotify right now, but I will be on Apple Podcasts and other ones here soon. So like I said, just follow me on Instagram and Facebook and you will know exact which ones, because a lot of people have told me that they don't use Spotify and I was only on Spotify. So I was like, I gotta change that. And I will. I am. So until next time, keep trusting the process, finding beauty in the chaos, okay? And chasing your goals one step at a time. So I'll see you soon. And yeah, thanks for joining me today. Bye. Love you guys.